A Prayer for Donald Trump from the collection of Prayers for the Precious. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Give ear to our supplications. In your faithfulness answer us, and in your righteousness. As a fellow worker in Christ Jesus, abiding in him and born of him, we lift up you, President Donald Trump, and your entire house, your nation, the United States of America, and all of your people to our Father in heaven. God is good. His mercy endures forever. God is good to you, Donald Trump. God is good to all of your people, for the Lord God is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one. Deliverance. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. As an ambassador of Christ, abiding in Christ and one with him, we come into agreement with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth and the Word of life. In him who is true, Jesus Christ, we give thanks to the Lord, the living God, the true God, the everlasting King, our righteous Father, for you and your family, for the saints, for the leaders that God has raised up on your behalf, and for all men. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to you the riches of his glory, we go up into the gaps to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to build a wall for you and your house, for all the brethren, all those called by the name of the Lord, for the leaders of this nation and all the leaders throughout the world, all those that influence the well-being of God's people and all the people of this nation and all men, so that you and your family may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. In the name of Jesus Christ, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. We stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. It is written the things that we speak and pray for you and your family. For these words are true and faithful, and they are the true sayings of God. The word of God is true, pure, proven, and eternal. For heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will by no means pass away. It is living and powerful. It searches the hearts of man like a two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And nothing is hidden from his sight, the Mighty One, the Ancient of Days, the Holy One of Israel. The words that Christ through us speaks to you are spirit, and they are life. Thanks be to God who gives you the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, we call upon the Lord God of hosts to work deliverance in your life. May the arrow of the Lord's deliverance strike your heart and pull down the strongholds of your mind, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Likewise to all of your people, that your beloved may be delivered. Save, O Lord, with your right hand, and hear us. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace always in every way. The Lord be with you all. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. In the name of Jesus Christ, an everlasting light, the God of patience and comfort deliver you and your people from anything that binds you. Lift the heavy burdens from your shoulders. Bring you and your people out of the darkness and the shadow of death, and break your chains in pieces. In the name of Jesus Christ, the fountain of living waters, may you and your people be set free, for if Jesus, the Son, makes you free, you shall be free indeed. Let you and yours stand fast in the liberty by which Christ has made you free, and do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. May the Lord have mercy on you and your house, for you and your people are weak. Let the Lord who heals, heal you and your house. May you and your family fear the Lord your God, and he will deliver you and yours from the hand of all your enemies. On every side you shall dwell in safety. He will lift you and your house above those who rise against you, and deliver you and your people from the man who would destroy you and your house, from the hand of the enemy, and from the ambush along the road. For the Lord, the God of recompense, has seen your affliction. He has heard your cry, and he knows your sorrows. Some trust in chariots, and some in horses. But we will remember the name of the Lord our God. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. you who set your glory above the heavens, in the name of Jesus Christ, our high tower. In Christ we pray that El Roi, the God who sees, will deliver you and yours away from the hands of the enemy and from those who persecute you. Bring you and your family from the hand of all who oppress you. Deliver you and your house from the hands of those who would plunder you. Deliver you and your people from those who hate you. Save you and yours from all those who persecute you. Bring you and your people out of the house of bondage, and deliver you and your house from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. May the Lord turn away all ungodliness and deliver you and your house from the way of evil, from the man who speaks perverse things, from those who leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, and from the seductress who flatters with her words. May the Most High God deliver you and yours from being drawn toward death and hold you back from stumbling to the slaughter. According to his abundant mercies, may the Lord deliver you and your house from the hand of those who would curse you and turn their curse into blessing. May the Father of righteousness set you and your people free from their magic charms, tear off their veils, and deliver you and your house out of their hand, that you shall no longer be as prey in their hand. We pray that the Just One will deliver you and your house from the hand of the wicked and redeem you and your people from the grip of the terrible. They may fight against you and your house, but they shall not prevail. The Lord is with you to deliver you on every side. You and your people shall dwell in safety. May the Lord deliver you and yours out of all your troubles and give you and your family favor and wisdom. Your life shall be as a prize to you because you have put your trust in the Lord. May your life be precious in the sight of the Lord, and may He deliver you and your house out of all your tribulation. In the name of Jesus Christ, your strength, in whom you shall trust, let your Redeemer deliver your soul from death, deliver your feet from falling, that you and your people may walk before God in the light of the living. For the Lord God is the tower of your salvation, and He shows mercy to His anointed and to your descendants forevermore. The Lord God will contend with those who contend with you and your house, and He will save your children. The Lord God is your hiding place. He shall preserve you from trouble. He shall surround you with songs of deliverance. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of His throne. A fire goes before Him and burns up His enemies round about. His lightnings light the world. For He is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In the name of Jesus Christ, King, eternal, immortal, invisible. In His name, you and yours have been redeemed. You have been called by name, and you belong to the Lord. When you and your people pass through the waters, God will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow you and your family. When you and your people walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. For He is the Lord, your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior, your Redeemer. The Lord will purify you and your house, and purge you and your people, that you may offer to the Lord an offering in righteousness. Though you and your house may be hard pressed on every side, you will not be crushed. Though you and your people may be perplexed, you will not despair. You and yours may be persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in your body. Though you and your people shall go through fire and through water, the Lord will bring you and your family out to rich fulfillment. For the Lord has granted to you and your house that you, being delivered from the hand of the enemy, might serve Him without fear, in the newness of the Spirit, in holiness and righteousness before Him all the days of your life. That you and your children shall learn from Jesus Christ, and you will find rest for your souls. For Jesus' yoke is easy, and His burden is light. God has lovingly delivered your souls from the pit of corruption, for He has cast all your sins behind His back. You and your people have been upheld by Him from birth. He has carried you from the womb, even to your old age, even to gray hairs He will carry you. Where you and yours have sinned, may you return to God with all your heart, with all your soul, and He will hear from heaven, His dwelling place, your prayer and your supplications, and maintain your cause and forgive you and your house. God has delivered you and your family from the power of darkness and translated you and your people into the kingdom of the Son of His love. May the life of Jesus be manifested in your mortal flesh. Grace to you and your house and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for your sins, that He might deliver you from this present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. In the name of Jesus Christ, called faithful and true, in Christ we pray that wisdom will enter your hearts and knowledge is pleasant to your souls. Discretion will preserve you, understanding will keep you, to deliver you from the way of evil. According to the faith of God's elect, in Christ we pray that you and your people will get wisdom and understanding, that you and yours will embrace the wisdom of the Lord, and it shall exalt you and your house, promote you and your people, and bring honor to you and your family. The Lord's wisdom will place on your heads an ornament of grace, a crown of glory. The Lord redeems your life from destruction and crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. Through knowledge, you and your family shall be delivered. Your righteousness will deliver you from death and trouble, and your posterity will be delivered. In Christ we pray that your thoughts are right and your mouth is upright, that you and your family will walk wisely, that you and your people are humble. For the Lord is your lamp, and God lightens your darkness. In the name of Jesus Christ, your buckler, in Christ we pray that you and your people are true witnesses who deliver souls. In Jesus' name, as a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to you the riches of His glory, we pray that you and your people be not afraid of their faces, for God is with you to deliver you. He has put His words in your mouth, and has covered you and your house with the shadow of His hand. In Christ we pray that you and your family will warn the wicked of his wickedness, and the righteous that they should not sin, and your souls shall be delivered. The Lord shall reward you and your house according to your righteousness, according to the cleanness of your hands. He will recompense you and your people. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Christ of God, we ask that the Lord will stand with you and yours and strengthen you, so that the message might be preached fully through you and your people, that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified in you and your house, that you and your family be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for not all have faith. The Lord is faithful. He will establish you and your house and guard you and your family from the evil one. The Lord will deliver you and your house from every evil work and preserve you and your people for His heavenly kingdom. To Him be glory forever and ever. In the name of Jesus Christ, the breath of the Almighty, let Jehovah Raha, the Lord your shepherd, deliver your household and deliver you and your people into a good and large land, a land flowing with milk and honey. In Christ we pray that Jehovah Nissa, the Lord your banner and your victory, may walk in the midst of your camp to deliver you and yours and to give up your enemies before you. Therefore, let your camp be holy, that God may not see an unclean thing in you and your house and turn away from you. We ask in the name of Jesus Christ, the righteous branch, that you and your family will possess your birthright, your inheritance, that little by little God will drive them out from before you and your people until you are increased and you inherit the land. In Christ we pray that you and your family will make no covenant with the unholy, nor with their gods. Neither shall you and your people serve their gods, for that will be a snare unto you and your house. In Christ we pray, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, that your Father that is in heaven will not lead you into temptation, but deliver you from the evil one. Arise, O Lord, confront him, cast him down. May the Lord deliver your life from the wicked with his sword and with his hand from men. Break the arm of the wicked and the evil man, O Lord. Seek out his wickedness until you find none. Let the Lord deliver you and your people out of the mouth of the lion. May the Lord therefore be judge, and judge between you and the evil one, and see and plead your cause, and deliver you and your people from his hand. The Lord is your rock and your fortress, your deliverer, your God, your strength in whom you shall trust, your shield and the horn of your salvation, your stronghold. Blessed be you and your family of God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth, and blessed be God Most High. As for God, his way is perfect, The promise of the Lord proves true. He is a shield for all those who take refuge in Him. Now may God, we pray, let your eyes be open and let your ears be attentive to this prayer. Heed our prayer because we put our trust in you. We give thanks to your holy name and triumph in your praise. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting. For of him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever and ever. As a fellow worker for the truth, abiding in the Son and the Father and one with them, in truth we sanctify you and your family, your time and your space by the blood of the Lamb. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom the one which shall not be destroyed. The earth is Lord's in all its fullness, the world and those that dwell therein. The heavens are his, the earth also is his. The world and all its fullness, he has founded it. The north and the south, the east and the west, he has created it. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. As a fellow worker in Christ, a fellow worker of God, abiding in him and born of him, and his love being perfected in us, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. As a vessel of mercy, so that Christ might make known to you the riches of his glory, we claim you and all the people of the earth as the inheritance of our Lord Jesus Christ. By the Ancient of Days, judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High, and the time has come for the saints to possess the kingdom. Awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Awake to righteousness and do not sin. And do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now our salvation is near. Come near, you nations, to hear and heed, you people. Let the earth hear, and all that is in it, the world and all things that come forth from it. Concerning this prayer of faith that we pray for you and your house, we come into agreement with you, with our Father in heaven, the Spirit of truth, and the Word of life, being of one accord in prayer and with confidence. For God's thoughts towards you and your house are thoughts of peace, to give you a future and a hope. We ask our Father in heaven, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the mediator of the new covenant, believing that you and your descendants receive all we ask for you, knowing that it is the will of God and he hears us, petitioning fervently the Lord to let it be to you and your descendants according to his word, and what we have asked shall be given to you and your house. For it is written, Ask of me, and I will give you the nations for your inheritance, and the ends of the earth for your possession. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. God is watching over his word to perform it, and it shall not return to him void, but it shall accomplish his purpose and succeed in the thing for which he sent it. In Jesus' name, so be it. We will praise you, O Lord our God, with all our heart, and we will glorify your name forevermore. That men may know that you, whose name alone is the Lord, are the Most High over all the earth. For yours, O Lord, is the glory and the power and the kingdom forever. Amen.